A Sound Legacy Recording.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. We're sitting here today with Pam Leo, who is a parenting educator and is the creator of a body of ideas called Connection Parenting. I'd like to start, Pam, with the first question here. How did the ideas around connection parenting come to be?
When I had my first child, I began to realize how little I knew about being a parent. And I just wanted to learn everything that I could about how to nurture this child so that she could grow up and have the best life possible. And a question kept running through my mind. I wondered, why is it we're all born a tiny, innocent little being, and some people grow up to be a Gandhi, and other people grow up to be a Hitler? What happens from infancy to adulthood that makes that difference? So I just began an independent study and started reading everything I could find in child development, psychology, all of the self-help books, which led to reading books about psychology, how did parents parent in other cultures, which led to reading books on anthropology, how did we evolve as a species. And it's been an ongoing process. So it started with my own child. I then became a family child care provider so that I could be at home with my own children. I had a second child, and I just continued to read everything that I could find that would give me more information about that. And the more I read and the more I spent time with children, it was kind of like having a living laboratory because I would read at night and on the weekend, and then I got to be with these children day after day and could really see if with the things I was reading, did that show up to be true or not true. And it just began to evolve that I started sharing the information I was gathering with my daycare parents, with other child care providers. And I began to realize with every book that I read that everyone had a piece of the puzzle. And I just started putting these puzzle pieces together. And in 1989, I put together a series called Meeting the Needs of Children, which addressed meeting children's emotional needs. And the more I taught the class, the more I learned from other parents. And that's been an ongoing process for 16 years now. And I'm embarrassed to say that I was teaching that class for a long time about meeting the needs of children without teaching parents why we need to meet the emotional needs of children. And it was when I read Joseph Chilton Pierce's book, Magical Child, that I really made the connection, about how vitally important that parent-child bond is, and that the reason we meet their emotional needs is it is through meeting their emotional needs that we strengthen that bond.
You know, I'm curious, what do you see as the core ideas in connection parenting?
The core idea is that we can parent children through connection instead of coercion. The model of parenting that most of us grew up with was either authoritarian parenting, which is based on the child's fear of the parent or losing the parent's love, or it was permissive parenting, which is based on the parent's fear of losing the child's love. And connection parenting is not based on fear. It is based on love. It is based on that connection that we have with the child being our most effective tool in parenting that child. And when parents come to my workshops, what they most frequently tell me they have come there for is to get new parenting tools. And the most important parenting tool we have is our bond with that child.
You just mentioned that you have a parenting workshop, I believe it's 7 weeks.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The workshop is called Meeting the Needs of Children. And the basic premise of the workshop is that it's been my experience of children, which is considerable. I figured it out, 50,000 hours is about what it comes out to, 20 years, 50 hours a week, 50 weeks a year. Yes. That my experience of being with them is that when their needs are met and nothing is hurting them, they are delightful to be with. And when they are not being delightful to be with, their behavior is telling us something. Children, even if they have language, don't always have the language to tell us what hurts or what they need. And so they acted out with their behavior. They communicate through their behavior, thus acting out behavior, in an attempt to get those needs met, to communicate to us what they need so that we can help them get that need met. And that if we can see behavior as a form of communication to us, then we can respond to the need being communicated instead of just react to the behavior. That's the basic premise.